Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 41 of the Noisecast, a show about technology news, industry gossip, games, products, all that good stuff. You can find us on thenoisecast.com, follow us on Twitter, look for us on Facebook, do all of that good stuff. We want to say hi to everybody who's joining us in the chat, streaming live, and hello to everyone who listens to us later. You should probably stop by the chat every now and then. It's kind of fun. All right, so around the roster here tonight, we have Gonzo Ryder.
What's happening, folks?
OC Entertainment.
Hi, Ron.
Hi. We have Tawny here.
Hi.
She is way too chipper for all of us. And then we also have Vito.
I think he died.
You there, Vito?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. Yeah, guys, thanks for chiming in when it was your turn.
I didn't hear my name. All I heard was the O. And I didn't know if it was Gonzo or Vito.
Well, I think it's already
we already announced him.
That it was you.
I haven't had that name.
And we have Vito.
Yay!
All right. So does anybody want to talk about Bing? No? All right, great.
I guess.
Moving on.
Are you going to make us talk about Bing?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Bing. Turns
okay.
out Bing...
We should talk about Bing.
I don't want to, but we will. Bing has beat out Google on search result effectiveness. So while Google may control the search market share... Queries made through Microsoft's Bing search engine lead users to click on a web page at a significantly higher rate than queries made through Google, according to some data released by somebody. Now, personally, I never even think to go to Bing unless I'm like fresh out of ideas searching for Google, and then I'll try Bing every now and then, and it usually doesn't help either. Has anybody had any success stories with Bing?
I've never really had any situations where Bing is particularly has like better search results than Google. Usually it's my search terms that get me better search results. Mm-hmm. But I do want to point out they're defining success by clicking on a website. And there's a lot of reasons to go to Google where you would search for something and not actually click on something.
Yeah, a lot of the times when I go to Google to search for something, I'll get my answer in the little blurb.
Yeah.
Inside the search, you know, so
exactly.
I don't have to click on anything. I get what I'm looking for because it's right there.
Yeah, or like Google has tools built in, for example, conversion calculators,
right, or
news search results,
or a definition.
Exactly, definitions, and there's a lot of tools where Google will give you search result, but also the answer to the problem you are obviously looking for. So I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this definition of success rate as being people clicked on things.
Well, here, let's modify this. For people that use Bing and don't know how to word their searches properly, Bing works awesome and better than Google.
Now, wait. Now, to somebody who actually read this article, which wasn't me... So say I go to Bing and I search for, I don't know, like a cooking recipe, and I click on the first website and I don't get that. And then I come back and I click on the next website. Does that count towards this effectiveness?
Yes.
So that could just be completely wrong. That's completely ineffective.
Yeah.
If I have to click through four links to find, yeah. You know, maybe Google, I go there, I search for one thing, and there it is right at the top, and I get it. You know, rather than clicking through 9 pages.
Right.
So this is bullshit, and Bing sucks.
Yeah, Bing sucks.
Basically, yeah.
Speaking of Google.
Even inside the article, they say that search engine users are part of the problem because they only use maybe 1- and 2-word searches.
Right.
And that's, you know, that, and those are the ones that have the lowest click through,
right?
Simply because they're stupid. I mean, if I'm searching for a liquor store, I'm not going to search just for liquor store, obviously, because it's fucking stupid. I'm going to search for the liquor store and then the name of the town that I'm nearby.
But a lot of times, if you put liquor store into Google, it will show you a list of liquor stores that are within your area based on your IP address.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It'll give you either your IP address, or if you're going on the mobile site, it'll tap into the GPS or the cell towers that you're nearby.
Yeah.
And they'll give you not only the liquor store, they'll give you the address, they'll give you the phone number. You don't even have to click anything. You just touch the phone number.
Exactly.
And call.
Yeah. Be like, I'm going there.
Does Bing not do that?
I don't know. I don't use Bing.
Bing that's
the point.
First, we got to find somebody that uses Bing.
That's my point exactly. It's like, who the fuck uses Bing? So maybe they do get good results. Like, out of the 3 people that go there, they get good click-through rates.
The only thing I've ever heard Bing does well is airplane searches. They can find flight for you and also give an advisement about whether or not you should buy now or if they anticipate the price going up or down. But that's another example of I would get the information I need without clicking on something else.
Right.
So the only thing Bing would be useful for would be counted as a failure by this study.
Hmm. I like the pictures they put on their main page.
They are pretty.
I saw one of the moon once. I was like, oh, that's a cool picture of the moon. Look at that one. Oh, wow.
I like how you go to Bing to chill.
I think they'd have a picture if they had more pictures of unicorns and bacon.
There's this, like, if you go on their
bacon
homepage,
makes everything better.
Yeah,
yes,
no.
It does.
If you go to Bing, and it'll load on a page, it'll load on a picture of a bridge. I'm not sure where that is. But if you click to the previous image, it's a really cool picture of space. And a shooting star.
I want to see a picture of space.
So everybody go there now.
Go
and
outside.
If you're listening later, you're like tomorrow, that'll probably be gone. So sorry, should have listened live. Quite pretty.
I just use Google Find Bing.
All right. Well, speaking of Google, another example of us being awesome and right all of the time. Google announces games for Google Plus, and they won't bother you all the time with them. So we talked about this in episode 39.
Yeah.
How we'd like to see games on Google Plus, but we don't want to see them take over your entire news feed, much like the stuff on Facebook does.
Right.
And
has it rolled out for anyone else?
Yeah. I actually play some games.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I haven't checked.
Yeah. I've got it in here. If you go to the Games tab, which is yet another obscure icon, I don't think you'd actually know that it's games unless you clicked on it, but there's actually a games notification link in the sidebar, which I like that it's segregated into its own little column, game notifications. So I imagine that won't be showing up in your other notifications. That actually, if you think about it, that would show up on every site you go to. Do a Google search, you would see notifications if they did that way. So that would be disastrous if they had notifications the way Facebook does it.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
Yeah. No,
well,
they've done it very well.
Yeah, one of the things that I liked about it is even after reading the article, I wasn't aware that it was there simply because I didn't see any of the notifications. I went there today right before the show, and I noticed the little icon next to the circles. Clicked on it, and it popped up the little games window, and I had a very long list of all of my friends that had been playing, which means it's been there. I just didn't fucking see it.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Exactly,
that's
exactly the way
yeah,
it should have been. That's what we said it should have been, and they did it, and it's awesome, and I fucking love it.
Love
how enthusiastic you are.
Oh, look at that. They got they got Angry Birds on there too now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They got Bejeweled right Blitz. Fuck yeah, Bejeweled Blitz.
I was playing I was playing Angry Birds on my microwave today. It's
oh, yeah.
It's fun.
How'd that work out?
It's interesting. You got to use the little touchpad buttons to launch the bird. It just came out. It's new. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I admit I like that they've integrated with your friends or skulls or whatever you call them. So when I was playing, I played the first level of Angry Birds on there. And when I got the score panel at the end, it said that I had beat Tawny's score. Sorry, Tawny. I never actually meant to interact with her at all, but it's already a social game without having to go out of your way for it.
Yeah, you don't have to say, hey, I beat your score. You should come and play with me on Angry Birds.
Because
so
it
just does
more
it for
points.
You.
Yeah.
Well, there is a button, though. So if you press a little, looks like a little microphone or something like, megaphone, I'm sorry, next to it, that allows you to brag about your score in that feed. But it still retains it with only in that feed, which I absolutely love. It's not flooding anything else.
Yeah, exactly. That's absolutely perfect. This is one of the best designed things I've seen Google make.
And that's saying something, because it's pretty awesome with everything they make.
Yeah.
Except for...
Well, their design is typically hit or miss, but since Google Plus came out, they've been hitting the design thing just over and over. The stuff looks gorgeous.
And I still don't use it. To anybody, you know, quick little aside
Bing,
here.
You?
No, I just don't. No. A quick little aside, let me just say. I know a lot of people who listen to us and follow all our articles and stuff have been following me on Google or adding me to a circle or whatever. I'm sorry if I don't add you back. It's because I don't use Google Plus at all. So
it's too complicated.
It's not my fault. It's just I can't keep up with all this crap.
I don't understand circles.
I can only feel
give me
squares.
A square and I'm a master, but as soon as you put a rounded edge in my face, I have no idea what's going on.
Triangles even better. Fuck circles.
Yeah,
I only can deal with shapes where I can count the number of sides.
I mean, a circle is infinite. I mean, it just
I don't trust the circles.
No.
They just keep going.
Speaking of circles,
had a Mobius strip one time, said fuck it, went outside.
He just danced, just stomping all over my Segway.
I'm sorry. I had to make that strip while it was still fresh.
All right. I can't blame you for that. All right, so Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
What?
You didn't
yeah.
see that? It's pretty much a universal, yeah, it works, but fuck you, Facebook.
Yeah,
pretty much. I did not like it at all. I couldn't figure. I've sent 2 messages in a year span, and that's all that showed up. Nothing else. Doesn't say who's online or anything. It's pretty useless.
Yeah.
Well, the thing go ahead. No, you go. I don't want to. You do it.
Like universal messaging clients at all. I don't like that. I logged into Facebook Messenger on my tablet, and I saw a chat conversation I had with someone yesterday and a message conversation that I had with someone 2 years ago. And I know that I've had chat conversations with that exact person, by the way, more recently than that. So it seems arbitrary what they fill it with. And I know you can send text messages with this thing, too. So you can send someone a text, and they'll get it on their phone as an SMS, not in the Facebook app. And when they reply, it'll come to your Facebook. I don't know where to go to find these things anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
What
it does, and I've noticed, like a lot of people were complaining about, well, it doesn't show who's online. And I think the point is that everybody's always online. You send them a message, and they'll get it either in the app, or they'll get it on their browser on Facebook. And what it seems to me like Facebook is doing, and I know I mentioned it in the review, is that they're unifying all of the chat platforms that they, operate into one thing.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
I do and I don't. Like, I remember I had a chat a while ago, like on Facebook, the little friend chat thing, which I almost never use. Right. I had a chat going back and forth, and then when I closed my browser, the person had said something else after I had left, and it left it as a message on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Which was kind of interesting, because then I could, like, see anything I missed when I left. But at the same time, I mean, yeah, the app works great. You don't have to see who is online. You could just type them in and send them a message, and they'll get it on one of the many ways they look at Facebook. But the creepiness factor of the app just makes it totally useless to me, and I think most of the other people agree.
Yeah. It also bothers me that it's an entirely separate app, which I understand. I think I heard that they bought up a developer that was making this, so it was all just already a separate app, so they just kind of polished it up and released it. I can understand wanting to do that, but I feel like it's still a little bit lazy to do that now instead of just integrating it into the app, because now you have two apps that can chat, and one of them is the app that everyone's going to go to for everything else, and the chat sucks, and the other one isn't that not as many people are going to know about, but works, which is just right. Messy interface.
Now, is this only for iOS, or is it for Android?
No, it's on Android, too.
It's Android as well. Wow. And then I know Agrippa said Facebook messages just integrate like right into Windows Phone 7, so you probably don't even need the app. It just works.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in on that. That's what the big difference to me was. It's an app, but it's supposed to be like an integral part of your messaging. Whereas on every phone since SMS became a big deal, texting is just a place you go. You go to one place for all your texts and SMS messages. And on Windows Phone 7, when someone messages me on Facebook and I have, you know, my browser window is idle, it'll go to my phone. It'll show up in the messaging thing. The only way I know it's Facebook versus SMS is that when I click on the thread, it says Facebook up top. But it's completely seamless. Same, you know, it's threaded the same way, you know, everything's the exact same. It says Facebook or text at the top.
There you go.
I can appreciate kind of integration in a mobile platform where it makes sense for everything to be in one place, but I don't know, as a separate app, that doesn't make as much sense to me.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Kevlar has joined us. Quick round of applause.
Yeah, I'm going away. Oh. I just figured that had to be said.
He's been here the whole time.
He's our resident Windows Phone 7 guy.
I'm lurking in the shadows.
That was really creepy.
I'm the world's worst ninja.
You sound like an old man.
Get man! I could hide in a straw in my day.
Kevyar, you're derailing what? My show. Get out of here.
Go fine. I'm leaving. Screw you.
All right. So, anyone else have any thoughts on Facebook Messenger? It works. It's creepy. I think that's what we've narrowed it down to.
Yeah. It works, but why?
Yeah, and why? You know, that was the other thing I kind of brought up. Like, at this point, pretty much everybody has an unlimited texting plan or some kind of large texting plan where they've already taken account for the fact that they will be texting people. So it's like, all right, this app's great, and it would have helped me if I decided not to get an unlimited texting plan, but I have one, so why would I bother with it?
Yeah. Plus, I still think, at least if you're dealing with smartphones, which I have to assume this app is going towards the smartphone market since it's a smartphone app.
Right.
Chat just makes more sense. IM clients make more sense. So I'm not sure if they have the SMS feature just to integrate with dumb phones, I guess. But it got confusing for me when I went into the Messenger app, went to a conversation for someone I know has a smartphone, and one of the options it gave me was to text the person. Yeah. It gave me a list of like five options.
What's the point?
Exactly. I'd like
Stupid
a message. I would like a Messenger client that integrates everything, but that intelligently suggests the best way to contact them.
Right.
I think that would be a better thing. You could see that they're online. It'll send it to an IM client. if it sees that they're not, it'll send it to their email or something, which I still say email over Facebook messaging. That's just stupid. Blocking people into your service. But.
And I think it really, for it to be effective, I think it needs to exist on the OS level where, the Facebook Messenger, I could message somebody, but I don't know if they downloaded the app. I know I messaged one of my friends and I forced him to download it. I just said, just go get it because I need to play with this and see what it's like. And, afterwards I asked him about it and he's like, what's the point of this? And I was like, I have no idea.
Well, I'm curious, has anyone seen how it handles if you have both the Facebook and the Messenger app? Do you get a notification from both or
does it show up
in both places?
I'd get the notification only from the app, but if I went on Facebook, there would also be a message there.
I get push notifications from the Facebook app, but it's garbage. Sometimes I'll get notifications automatically, and sometimes I'll get them for hours at a time. Yeah. And sometimes I'll get them from shit from several days ago. When I was giving Joram his prize, I was talking to him on Facebook because he hadn't accepted my friends list on Steam so I could send him the game. And this was over 2 weeks ago, and I just got a notification about it today. I haven't said anything to him since then. It was giving me a notification about a message that I got 2 fucking weeks ago. Really?
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I'll get a lot of notifications on my phone after I've already checked them on the browser, and it's always just crap.
Yeah, I know. I hate the Facebook push notifications.
Awful.
I wish that I could select what notifications I got pushed to me, but you can't.
Yeah.
Because I always get notifications that someone posted in the white noise group or whatever, and I'm like, I don't give a shit. I will be there to see it.
I think you can. Can't you?
I can't.
Oh, that's right. You guys... Yeah, on my phone, I could pick... messages, wall posts, friend requests. I could turn them on or off.
I can either turn off all the notifications or get them all.
How you like your fucking Android now?
I don't have it. I have a BlackBerry. I'm in the past.
Oh, you're even worse.
What are you even doing here?
I don't even know.
I got a sweet Motorola Razr if you want that.
I might need it to cut my wrists.
Bringing it all back. All right. All right, so let's move on. All right, while we're on the subject of Facebook, let's talk about Anonymous saying they want to take them down.
Yeah.
Ooh, fun.
We have an article on the Noisecast, which I'm sure Kevlar will tweet that any minute now. You guys can check it out if you want.
You got the hint, Ron. Thank you.
So basically, Anonymous put a little video on one of their billions of YouTube's accounts and said they are targeting Facebook for being jerks about privacy and for supposedly leaking information to the authorities and letting the FBI look around your wall posts and your pictures from last Friday. I don't know. All sorts
of
stuff.
That's real handy in the investigation, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did my Facebook photo show which seat I took last Friday?
Were you posting photos of your shit?
One time!
Oh.
Really, though, what Anon is actually doing, and it's actually not Anon, so to speak. It's a long, sordid battle. You can follow it on Twitter. Anon PR is one of their main ones. And basically said the kids put out the video. They didn't actually put it out. There's a war going on within Anon itself between the kids and the adults right now. The kids were the ones that were doing the lulzsec and all that other stuff. The adults are sick of it. They've gotten back in and they're now taking over. So the Facebook thing, they're actually saying, is not going to happen now.
Good.
Why am I not surprised that lulzsec was kids?
Their name's lulzsec?
That'll do it. Oh yeah, and also they're obnoxious.
Yeah, that too.
That's the most important part.
Well, I guess if they're not doing, we don't need to talk about whether or not it's good or bad that they're going to do it.
Just how prepared we are.
Oh, lolsec. Well, good. I'm glad Anonymous backed off, and they got to figure out what's going on within their ranks. Maybe they could start telling each other their own names. So they could, like, get some semblance of, like, an order chain of command in there, I guess. I don't know.
Wouldn't they're that kind of defeat the purpose?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they could send, like, secret emails or something. Maybe they'll send,
secret
like...
Secret email.
Can we get some secret redacted memos in here, Anonymous? Come on. You're being unprofessional.
They'd have to get... I mean, because granted, anything they send over the internet could probably be found out by some people. So they'll have to send, like, pigeon messages.
Yeah. Well, it depends. If you're using, IP tunnels and shit like that, it would make it more anonymous and much more difficult to track, depending on how many nodes you had between you and the exit point.
Right.
Yeah, they use a lot of Tor stuff is what they do a lot of to communicate.
Right. Well, I was trying to dumb it down for everybody.
Dumb for me.
Thank you
for dumbing that down for me.
Got a problem.
I get it now.
It must be this arrogant bastard that I'm drinking.
Well, I mean, it's pretty hard to understand using a Mac and everything that just works.
Yep. Oh.
Yep, yep, yep.
Well, hey, Ron, while we're on this subject, at least, I know you and I sort of had a discussion in the comments on that subject. Do you think... I want to hear your opinion, not in text. Do you think Facebook shares information with the government?
I think the one thing I wrote back to you, and I think that would be my final thought on it, would be that, you know, Twitter went through great lengths to try and be honest about what they were doing and let people know that, hey, the government's making us do this. They're trying to court order us to do this. And I know Google did the same thing, and they're very upfront about it. I think if Facebook was ever given that threat from the government that, like, all right, we need you to hand over some of this information, I would like to think that they would come forward and tell their users about it.
Okay, well, I understand wanting to have that faith in Facebook. How likely do you think it is that Facebook has not gotten that kind of request?
That's the other thing. Is that it's like, all right, if they went after Twitter and they went after Google, what are the chances they were to, like, oh, no, Facebook doesn't have anything useful to us?
Yeah.
It only has everyone's address. And
yeah,
phone
exactly.
Number.
So I feel like they must have gone after them, so I kind of feel like I'm wrong anyway. But I'd like to think that they would have done that. So maybe there's a glimmer of hope.
I'm pretty sure
that
they're interested in it for the same reason that governments are interested in things like BlackBerry Messenger. Because the instant messaging service ability, it's people think it's encrypted, so they can say whatever they want on there without it being, you know, listened to or whatever the word is.
Red?
Which is completely not true.
Oh, of course. But people want to think that.
I don't know. I'd
like
to
think that Facebook not sharing information with Dick Cheney, who I'm sure is stalking me, but...
Okay, if all Dick Cheney has to do is pretend he's an advertiser and they give him the information.
No, they don't.
They do give out the information to advertisers, yes. They have openly admitted that.
I'm just trying to be a little crazy here. I'm actually not playing
well,
by
I've actually... I've actually advertised through Facebook, and I know...
Is that how you got a date?
No. I'll correct myself. I never actually did advertise through Facebook, but with the other company I work for, we were thinking about it, so I kind of went through the process to get an idea of how it all works. And you don't see anything specific, and I kind of like highlighted this in the article. You see, like, all right, say I want to advertise to police officers. You know, I'm selling something that police officers would be interested in. It gives you a list of It gives you a list of like people and interests and jobs and all kinds of stuff like that. And when you narrow it down, like I say, police officers, it'll say, okay, when you select that, you're going to reach 2 million people on Facebook. And if I narrow it down even further, it's like you're going to reach 15,000 people. There's no actual individual identities involved. It's just... Here's the audience you're going towards.
It's just demographic information.
Exactly.
That's a certain level of marketing, though. That's not like your Coca-Cola's, your, you know, Procter & Gamble's, that kind of thing. They get user information. I know that for a fact.
I don't know. I mean,
they've admitted it. It's out there on the internet.
They have people who like certain pages, who join certain networks, who have certain things written in their blatantly in their interest columns. It is stupid of an advertising agency not to take advantage of stuff like that.
Yeah,
right. Well, and it's downright dumb if they don't.
And that's the other part of it. It's like, all right, if they're using your information, what you put on there, to try and match you up with advertising that you might be interested in, like, who is this really hurting? At the end of the day, you're just going to get stuff that's relevant to you on your homepage.
Or so you think. Well, you get the same.
Well, the worst thing is you get ad you're not interested in, but.
Well, yeah, I get the same stupid veterans benefits coach thing.
Yeah.
I agree that. The game out of it. I think it's fun to just mark them like, I don't like this ad. Why not? It's sexually explicit for something like ASPCA or something.
Or HTML5 Crash Course, which is on mine. That's sexually explicit.
I know how much
it's
you
vulgar
hate that.
And not relevant to my interests.
I mean, I agree that advertisers and law enforcement have entirely different interests in information.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't care if, you know, Coke knows that I like Pepsi, like, or whatever. I don't care what they know.
See, don't tell them. You heard what they did to Santa, right? I
mean. Yeah, and that's my point about it, is that it's not like they're getting your information and they're like, oh, we're going to get him. They're like, all right, maybe he'll buy some Coke if we put it in front of his face.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so
much.
Oh,
if you put it up
my
nose.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, that's what I meant too.
Yeah. But I guess when it comes to law enforcement has an entirely different approach. I mentioned in the comment, like, I worked for an investigations company that gets in there. They get fake profiles in there to get information. When it comes to law enforcement and investigations, they won't go through the same the same venues that advertisers will go to get information. They don't want the same information.
Right.
They want details about an individual person. And I think that's where I'm curious about what Facebook's doing or not doing. So I guess, do their privacy policies talk at all about their cooperation with law enforcement?
Yes, they do. They have a whole division devoted for it, just like Twitter does, just like Google does. All these companies, they set up a bunch of lawyers in a room, and they handle all of those legal requests for those
I know that they have divisions to deal with law enforcement. I'm saying the public terms of service or privacy policies that users could read, do they have public policies about how they handle that information?
Yes, it's in the terms of use.
Okay.
Okay. So good thing Tawny's here, because none of us have any idea what we're talking about.
How long is the terms of use?
Really?
Yeah, because we're the ones that go click, 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 I accept.
Accept. Give me the damn app already.
It's to the point where the grandpa that reads everything because he realizes it's a contract, he's actually doing the right thing.
Yeah, well, hopefully he'll let me know what's going on.
Yeah, and then he'd look at my baby pictures on.
You should be reading everything. I'm going to be completely honest with you, because you never know what you're opting into. Yes, I'm on my legal pedestal, and I apologize. But...
Oh, no.
Tony, I'm going to start forwarding you contracts.
The only things that I don't think you should really ever read the entire EULA for or agreement is pirated software. At that point, you're like, right.
You broke the first line of it. You might as well just not even bother.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you should.
Did you know that in the iTunes terms of use, you can't use it to.
That's any software. Look at
make
any
weapons
software.
Of mass destruction.
Any software says it.
Yep, that's in there.
Well, I hope Apple
that really put
a
kink in my iTunes death cannon plans.
look through any Windows software that's marketed mainly in the US. It says that, and there's a reason. Because people wanted to put Friday from the iTunes store a missile and launch it over North Korea. That would have started too big of a fight. I mean, Kim Jong-il likes his iPods and his Rolls Royces and his Rolex watches, but he just does not like Rebecca Black.
They can have Rebecca Black. Can we give her to South Korea, please?
No, because we can give Justin Bieber back.
But, that reminds me, see her on,
Kim Jong-il
on America's
North
Got Talent?
Hold on. South Korea is the good guys, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got friends in
North Korea. Yeah, I have a friend that's South Korean. North Korea is Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, yeah, you're great with fucking law, but what do you know about geology, geography?
What do you know about words?
Words are fun. They make you say things.
I'm a motherfucking lyric wordsmith.
I love you guys.
Ray, are you awake yet?
I'm kind of awake. Fuck you.
Right. He's getting there. He's getting his little angry voice on. All right, so
topic 8.
Yeah, topic 8. Let's do that.
Propagate?
It's blank.
let's propagate to the gate.
Doesn't look blank to me, Ron. Thank you.
We're gonna go to topic 6, which is London. The riots in London, which are stupid, and you're all idiots over there. The riots in London are being blamed on video games.
Okay, well, of course. Can I say one thing?
Want to be in this podcast, or are you just going to...
I already said I... Did you read the chat? You said that like 10 minutes ago. Fuck it, I'm on this podcast. Yeah.
No, I didn't read the damn chat.
One thing is, you know, most Americans understand that not every Brit is rioting. Because if so, that'd be a civil war, not a riot. And we understand that you're not all idiots, but... You're all idiots. Just like all Americans are fat, so...
There are enough fat Americans to make it all fat Americans.
What's up? I want to ask, what's up with the British police force? Because I saw a video online. Actually, I think it was on one of the... it was like on Anon Ops or one of the Anon sites. And it was a video
of...
A great
news source right there.
Well, it was a YouTube video of police... standing there trying to hold their ground, and like a bunch of angry teenagers came up and they were like, yeah, they were all being angry and whatever.
Goddamn,
and the police ran away. Like, if this was in America, the police would lay down so much law on all of these kids.
Okay, you know the Boston Massacre? That would have happened again. Like, somebody accidentally dropped a rock too loud, everyone shot everyone else.
Yeah.
That's what would have happened. U.S. police are really twitchy.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but I think that they have a little more, how do I put this eloquently, balls?
Well, no, I think the
testicular fortitude.
The bigger thing is there's more of an open weapons, you know, the laws are more weapons friendly, like gun friendly in the United States versus London. And the cops are not so much looking out for property over there as they're looking out for personal safety. So they're like, you know what? Someone loses their livelihood, that's better than someone losing their life. So if they, you know, realize that they either have to full on confront this crowd who has Molotov cocktails, bottles full of gas, a whole lot of liquor, whatever, it's smarter just to retreat and let them do what they want versus, you know, pull out guns and start shooting.
Yeah, but is it?
Is there no middle ground there?
I mean,
cops who are scared for, you know, they're hiding behind plexiglass shield. I don't know what you think you feel like behind a plexiglass shield. It's not safe.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't. Okay. I'm sure you don't feel like you're safe, but I'm just saying, like, in America, you got a guy that gets shot having a wallet out. And they're holding Molotov cocktails and they're not blowing their heads off. What are they doing?
Well, that's the thing. They're... Most of the time, if you just let them be, they're just going to screw with each other, and they're not really going to hurt anyone else. But in America, if you jump in there, you're probably going to get shot as a cop because some idiot's carrying a gun, and he's just going to, you know, be trigger happy.
I agree that a police in a riot situation is going to escalate the confrontation. That's just basic psychology.
Shoot them all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, does that make the solution... to a riot, just let them be. They'll wind down once they've broken enough windows and shit.
Yeah, stolen enough TVs, burned down enough houses.
Another part of that was the fact that it supposedly started because of, well, you know, it started because of a police shooting. So they've been orders from the highest, you know, level saying, "I swear, if I see one gun out of a holster, it better be because there's a gun up against your head."
So well, they're being extremely anti-violent because police violence started this.
All right, so maybe...
Oh, I can understand that.
Maybe killing people isn't the right way to go.
I didn't say kill people.
No. I'm saying killing people isn't the right way to go.
Okay, a shotgun beanbag round still fires out of a shotgun. Looks like a gun.
Maybe not even that, but like things like tear gas, stuff that's just going to like get these people down and
out of commission for a minute. You can still operate in tear gas. Especially if you're not in your right mind.
I'm sure if I got hit with tear gas, I'd probably give up.
At what point are you?
No, I'm telling you, I've been in a CS chamber. I know Vito has too. It's the same stuff. Yeah. It hurts. It's annoying. You can operate.
And if you're pissed off and you get hit with that shit, more likely than not, you're going to get more pissed off and more violent.
Yeah. Exactly. And then, it's not friendly. It's
that kind of violence just being more violence.
What they need to do is do like King Kong and take giant glass jars of chloroform and throw them in the middle of the cloud. It would work. You have a bunch of really sleepy people holding their Molotov cocktails.
That's what I'm saying. Like something to actually stop them, not just backing off and saying, all right, they'll just like do what they want. And then they'll calm down. They'll probably get a coffee later.
Now you're suggesting that the government illegally drug a bunch of citizens.
No, all right, maybe not chloroform. I'm not saying that. But take some kind of action that would stop the situation.
There's no action. There's no action without some sort of, you know, drug or extreme violence. You basically have to overpower the other group or let them get bored.
Okay, so go for overpowering and not letting them get bored.
Okay, that's what caused
them
to
probably
place.
Get bored when the whole city's burned down.
Well, they're kids. They're going to get bored eventually doing the same thing over and over again.
Well, and if you
checking their MySpace.
If you look at the responses from most people in the area, they're like, these are just the lowlifes. Just like in Katrina. You didn't see, you know, the really upstanding citizens that decided to stay behind go raiding for booze in the middle of Katrina.
Yeah. I think they're very different situations because Katrina was like the whole disaster and then people just saw an opportunity to take advantage of the system.
No, that's exactly what happened in London. People started gathering and then started a riot and then started looting.
Right. So people still see that advantage and take advantage of the breakdown of society, so to speak.
Right, right.
It's just, you know, in a different time for a different reason.
They still shouldn't be blaming technology, video games, any of that, though, because they were talking
about
banning
Twitter. Thank you
for
bringing it back.
And if they are going to blame technology, you know, maybe give those rioters GTA 4. Like, say, hey, guys, you want to come play this with me right now? That'll get them to stop shattering those windows, right?
Yeah, just all the bag of weed in a video game.
Because I don't know how many of you besides Ron actually follow my Google Plus. I saw it was an ad in London where a guy had – I have 40 iPhone 4s for sale. I'm going to sell them for about $300 American each. So just let me know. And he showed the stack of them on his floor. You think this guy went out and bought 40 iPhones?
Yes, I do.
And put them on the floor of his studio apartment in the middle of the London riots and said, I've got these for sale really cheap, below retail.
He might have.
Maybe he's just a cool dude. He's got a lot of money.
Yeah, he's trying to help people out.
I know they're like tracking your BBMs right now. Just come grab
you know what? I know things are rough. I know times have got you down.
I know you're not with the riots, so if you buy my iPhone 4, you can be tuned in to where the riots are happening.
How about
T-Bone? A little bit of T-Bone for you.
Were they actual real iPhones, or were they the ones from China?
No, they were.
Look at her trying to do a segue.
All right,
trying to set you up. She's trying to help you out, Ron.
What do you mean, Tony?
Tony, are you speaking of the fake Apple stores in China?
Why, yes, Ron, I am.
Well, as it turns out, there were 22 more fake Apple stores found in China. How many more do you think there are?
Can you turn off Microsoft, Sam? Second.
Oh, I really like the picture of the Apple store.
That looks like every Apple store I've ever seen.
It's the 80s Apple symbol surrounded by rhinestones.
And are they selling razors?
It looks like some kind of old ass crap on the bottom shelves there.
Enormous.
It does. You're right. Wow, look at that.
It's a high ad. No, you laughed. When the iPhone first came out, I actually bought a iPhone on eBay. The problem was I bought the wrong hardware, so I could never actually get it to work versus for anything other than voice.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, I screwed up. But it was only $50.
I only pissed away $50.
It could have been the full price phone that I paid for a
knockoff
iPhone.
No, it couldn't, because you do brain. Please don't tell me you're going to spend $600 on a iPhone.
Well, I thought it would make me high.
Oh, get high?
No, Tally.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Waiting for the soundboard.
No, I just started it, and now you ruined it.
Yay, you killed the joke.
All right,
so anyway.
What a joker.
About these fake Apple stores. Apparently, there's a few of them over there in China that actually look like actual Apple stores, but they only sell fake Apple products. So, obviously, the one in the picture here is not one of those stores. But, so there's been 22 found. There was two ordered to be shut down. And then they found 22 more, and now they're wondering how many more there could possibly be.
Well, no, I gotta say, I admire their diligence in some of these...
I'm curious as to why China even cares. They should just go to Apple. Like, seriously, are you going to take your business elsewhere? No? Okay,
they could.
Well, that's where they are with most things, though. I mean, you look at, there's Groupon clones, there's a Facebook clone, there's Google clones. They clone everything over there.
Yeah, it's
Is that how
MySpace.
They got so many people?
What happened to the good old
Did you just say that?
Yeah, I like that one. I approve of that joke.
I like how the iPhones in the window have like that little sticker price tag that you get out of the sticker guns. You know what I'm talking about?
The Big Lots.
It's like $2.99, whatever. There's just a bunch of little orange stickers all over the iPhones, iPads, and looks like iPod Nanos there on the bottom.
Yeah, I still can't look at that iPod, by the way, without laughing.
Look at what without laughing?
The iPod Nano. One with the 1-inch touchscreen.
Actually, I have one of those, and it sits in the watch band, and I use it for music when I'm at school or when I'm running.
I promise I'm not laughing at
you. Do you like
no,
it?
No, I'm laughing at him.
That's the only Apple product I own, and it actually works better than the other. I bought a knockoff.
So would you say Nano. That it just works?
Shut up, Ron.
No. You know what? No, actually. I had to completely wipe the OS and all the music off of it.
Oh, blah, blah. It's so hard. Oh, my Apple
wait,
food
wait, wait.
Sucks.
Whoa. You had to wipe the OS on an iPod Nano?
Wipe your OS.
Hey.
Holy crap, dude.
We're talking about wiping things, and Gonzo wakes back up.
Wipe your OS, and he's like, I'm here. What's up?
Yeah, I'll take one of those.
Can you give me my
OS? I'm totally down.
I'd love to have my OS wiped.
I probably wouldn't have bought one for myself, but it was a gift, and it works. And I bought the $16 watch band, and I wear it because I don't like clipping it to my shirt because I feel like...
Do people say things to you about that?
I go running in it. People are like, hey, that fat guy's running. That's cool.
Do you like pretend to talk on it like it's your like wrist communicator?
No, I'm not Dick Tracy. I don't wear a yellow overcoat.
Well, you got a dick.
You should. You need a fucking yellow overcoat and a fedora, man. And then you gotta scream out, hold everything!
Then I could have a little monkey and call him Curious George.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
I think you just need a big yellow hat for that.
Yeah, it's the man in the yellow hat. And that's not really a fedora.
No, it's yeah, Tracy like had a fedora. A 10-gallon hat.
You know what? I actually had a red fedora for about 3 years. I was that big of a douche.
Dude, I've got like 4 or 5.
Shut up, Ron.
For all of my different outfits.
No, I bet you looked good with it.
The word you're looking for was retarded.
Yeah.
I got a black one with white pinstripes. I got a straw one with a red and black hat band.
All right, you giant dude. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
You know what's funny about that? Every other gaming nerd at my high school had one of those too.
A what?
a fedora.
Yeah, see, I don't wear them all the time. They just there for specific.
Just different games that I play for my computer. I mean, you know, Valve was talking hats. Yeah, so I bought hats.
It's my gaming hat of plus ass kicking.
Yeah.
Jason Mraz. Jason Mraz is the root of the current fedora phase.
What the fuck? No. No.
You're in the wrong podcast.
Yeah, Vito, it's true. You're just in denial.
What? No.
Yeah, you're a closet like Jason Mraz fan. We all
I think
know.
He is. Did you get the new Jack Johnson CD?
I don't know who
No,
you're
it's good, dude.
About.
You like it.
Yeah, it's a musician you've ever heard.
We all know you celebrate his anthology.
We Italians were wearing fedoras long before Jason Mraz was even a thought.
You're not even Italian. You're American. Shut up.
I am Italian American.
Speak American.
There are no Italians from Alabama.
I'm a cracker American.
I was actually born in Connecticut. I just grew up in Alabama.
Well, that explains why you're such a douche. Better.
Anyway, all right,
next topic. There's my second next topic.
All right, so I guess there really isn't much to say about fake Apple stores.
No, they're no just, one cares.
Nobody's surprised.
They're fake and they're in China.
And they don't do it right. I think an American could fake an Apple store 10 times better than the Chinese can.
Are you kidding? Yeah. We have no design taste.
No, look, okay, we have the rainbow Apple. When's the
okay,
last time
you saw? Oh, no, that's one of them that tried and
they're
failed
not all
at it, but
uniform
they're...
in their design.
Okay. But no, there are some. So there are unbelievable fakes.
So there's an H in front of the product. It's not a iPad.
Enough about the Chinese iPads and whatnot. It's time for WTF news.
Ooh, yay. Wow, I'm so excited.
Yay.
I'm just a vampire. I'm so scared.
What the fuck?
Scared boy.
All right, that's enough time for me to put in the techno song. Let's move on.
Like how we can't have the break for the techno song without referencing the techno song that none of us is actually hearing.
The WTF news should really be banjo music. I'd say over 30% of it has to do with the South.
Except,
well,
for, it's not
I
the
mean,
South,
come
though,
on.
Man.
No. There's a good most of the stuff that happens in Florida happens in the not typically southern cultures areas, but if you play everyone's like, uh-oh, pucker up.
Here it comes.
Boy, you got a pretty mouth. Better make you squeal like a piggy.
Well, speaking of the South, we got some news out of Arizona this week.
Oh, boy.
That's surprising.
Police urge holster use after a man shoots his own penis.
Well. With a pink gun.
To be fair, he
kidding?
Probably wasn't
oh,
using it.
Oh, are you kidding? Was it?
It was a pink gun.
I almost bought one of those for my wife.
Let me read the story.
You better not. You might shoot your dick off.
The URL includes penis shot.
It does. It does. As Chandler residents Joshua Cito, 27, and his fiancee Cara Christopher walked over to Fry's Food Store for refreshments, he tried securing her pink handgun in the front of his waistband. Oh, on his pants. Okay. I don't know why he would want it on his pants. The gun fired, striking Cito's penis and continuing through his left thigh. The bleeding started immediately and was heavy, according to police dispatch.
Started immediately. You don't say.
And was
the bleeding
heavy.
Waited
maybe
for 15
needs...
minutes.
Yeah. It was heavy. Maybe he needed a different style tampon.
Oh,
to go with his pink gun.
To go with the pink gun, absolutely.
And this is why Arizona is worse than Florida.
Stop with that argument. You're not going to win.
Yeah, you're not going to win. I mean,
there's more. Arizona still doesn't have their own tag on FARC, so Florida wins.
One operator told Christopher, his fiance, to apply pressure directly to the wound with a dry towel or a t-shirt, but to avoid looking at the wound.
Because after that, you'll never want to look at it again.
Yeah. Don't look at what your fiance just did to his penis.
Please don't look at the mangled penis.
I did look at it, Christopher said. It's pretty bad.
By the way, Christopher is the female, which is really stupid that they...
Yeah, it's her last name, if you didn't get that.
Yeah.
That's maybe their style, though. Anyway. You always refer to people by their last names.
Here's the obvious sentence of the day. When the emergency call first went through, Christopher was asked if they needed paramedics. She said yes.
Why is that sentence in that article?
they needed a like word count or something.
The obvious sentence is whenever you handle a firearm, whether you're a novice or experienced, always treat them like they are loaded.
Especially if they are loaded.
You should put the safety on.
Weapon safety rule number one. Always treat every weapon as if it were loaded.
That is a true statement.
But
I feel like this article is being a lot of opportunities for puns here.
Well, okay. It's not in the Florida blog. It's in the AZ Central blog. They're not used to idiots as much as Florida is.
Yeah. if it wasn't for there would be some fantastic puns in here.
Okay, then Florida's in denial about how many idiots are in the state.
Because
I'm going to go stick a gun down my crotch. Okay, even if I'm going to stick a gun in my waistband, it's going to probably be in the back of the pants where the worst it does make my sitting awkward. Not my breathing.
You shoot your butt off, dude.
Well, okay, exactly. That's not a breathing instrument. It's just a sitting instrument. And second of all,
hold up. Can you please promise me that the next time you have sex, you're going to ask a girl to come play with your breeding instrument?
I'll let you know how my wife takes it. But second of all, if you're going to stick a gun down the front of your pants, the first thing I would think of is at least angle it away from the, you know, the most valuable area down there. Shoot my foot, fine. Take a leg off, shoot through the arty, cool, whatever. Don't lose the jewels.
Or at least don't leave one in the chamber.
Well, it was probably a revolver because I'm pretty sure there's only a few pink guns out there. And the one I'm thinking of is a little 357 snub nose, or 38 snub nose. And it's a little pink, retarded looking gun. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that was it. It was a 38 snub nose. I showed a picture of it on the news here.
Yeah.
And it's just silly. But, I mean, he's sticking it down his pants. He shouldn't be breeding anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, he probably just did himself a favor.
He's sticking it down there because, oh, man, I'm going to look cool like those guys in the TV shows with the pants down.
Charter
with a pink
arms.
Gun.
Yeah. <it's, laughs> Here, if you're listening to this, Google pink period 38, and you will come up with a little neon pink gun that will fit in whatever purse you happen to be carrying, including
the
front
of your
pants.
Oh, man, that is awful.
Even your man purse.
Wow, I just found one that actually has pink camo, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's custom paint jobs for it. Well,
you can get all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but
this is disgusting.
I bet that's the one that Sarah Palin carries on campaign.
Actually, you know what? I bet she carries like a tampon red gun. Tampon red's a color.
Disgusting.
That's an official color, by the way. Tampon red.
Is that in the Crayola box?
It is now. Is it in her box? You mean?
Oh!
All right. Back to our usual disgustingness.
I think half of our YouTube chat just logged out.
Goodbye. All right. So now that we're done talking about guns and tampons,
hey, this is
that's never going to happen.
Aurora officers in a cruiser on the way to a South Dakota funeral pulled over, accused of driving while impaired and littering.
For what it's worth, it's Illinois, and nobody really likes it there.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's Aurora, Denver? No.
Aurora's...
Colorado?
No, they're from Aurora, Wyoming, I think, but they're on their way to South Dakota or something to that effect. One police officer had been charged while driving while his ability was impaired, and the other was charged with throwing beer cans out of a marked police cruiser.
That is a classy cop.
Am I the only one isn't surprised at all that there was police officers against it for doing stupid shit?
Am I the only one who wants to drive down the road in the marked police cruiser throwing beer cans out the window?
Yeah, really. I'm with you on that one, dude.
Let me know when you steal that car. I'm with you.
Okay, I'll come up. No, I'm not going to Jersey.
Yeah, come on, let's do it. Cops get away with all sorts of stuff.
I'm not going to steal a Jersey car.
Look, hey, Kevlar, come up to Jersey.
There you go.
Hook up with me, and then we'll go do donuts in our stolen police car in Ron's yard.
All I heard was hook up and donuts, and this sounds like a date.
Yeah. It's a man.
Let's not forget here. Let's not forget that these two officers, while doing all of this, being drunk and throwing beer bottles out of the car, beer cans, they were on their way to a funeral for a fallen officer.
Wait a minute. Is this something that actually happened, or were these guys watching Superbad and they decided to write a citation?
Well, okay. One of them, his blood alcohol was 0.07.
It's okay to drive.
He was the one that was driving.
Well, that's acceptable.
And the other guy, I guess, was cited for littering, and they didn't publish his blood alcohol content.
I'm pretty sure the blood alcohol level, the legal blood alcohol level for driving a police car is 0.00. Anything beyond like that.
Yeah.
Look, you know why they didn't publish the other guys? Because his was way higher. They took out their breathalyzer and they're like,
He's like, you scored a one.
0.10. Yeah, you're driving, dude.
Yeah. That's the benefit of being a cop. You can choose the sober driver because you have the test at your, you know.
Don't they make those? You can buy them.
Which, by the way, this is the exact reason I am against those stupid, you know, like online sales of pocket breathalyzers.
Yeah, I want one.
Because if you can sit there in a bar and be like, oh no, I'm only 0.7, I'm good to drive.
If you've been drinking, 0.7? You're not good to drive.
No, exactly. If you drink, don't drive. Too many people die from just slightly impaired.
That is very wise of me.
Thanks,
I wish there was
Dad.
A blood stupid intent too.
Yeah, I think if if you're convicted of a DUI, instead of having the blow in it breath test, it should be like a blood test. You stick your arm into like a giant cuff that makes horrible noises and pricks you. I mean, it doesn't have to prick you hard, but all the bad noises will scare the crap out of you, so you're like...
Just like while it's pricking you, there's the sound of a chainsaw coming out of the side of it. Yeah.
And it's unnecessarily painful.
It doesn't pull the needle out of your arm until the test is done. So if it goes over the limit, it just sticks the needle further in your arm so you can't get out of the car.
And the needle's all rusty.
I like how if somebody has a DUI, you go straight to violating the Geneva Convention.
Hey, if you decide to run over a family in their minivan and kill a bunch of 4-year-olds because you can't handle your liquor.
I agree, it's worse things, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so how about some news out of California? Or should I say California?
Oh, come on, nothing WTF ever happens in California.
California.
California, duh, right? Right, see, I did
nice. Yeah.
A man fined $27,000 after ejaculating into a coworker's water bottle.
Ew.
I thought it was my sock.
A U.S. man.
This story seems really familiar.
Uh-oh.
Okay. It says the woman actually drank from this. That he did it twice, by the way. And the woman drank both times.
How do you not
both
see
times.
It?
I don't know.
He probably like shook it off and got it mixed in there.
There's a big difference between googe and water.
Googe is, for those of you who don't know, that is the medical term.
That's not water. It's the object in the bottle that wasn't water.
Yeah.
That's the little oysters.
I don't know. If I have water, I can see if there's like a tiny speck of something in there. I could see a speck of salt in some water if I'm drinking from it. How do you not see?
But if you're sitting at your desk, whatever at work, like, do you always look?
Yes.
Like, say you get up for a minute. Like, you're not expecting to be roofied at work, so you're not going to be like, ooh, did somebody touch my drink? You just sit down and drink from it again.
Here's a question. Okay, how is he able to fire one off fast enough?
He must have been, like, ready to go.
Before she came back.
I'm going to vault to our speed champion, Ron. Ron, how did you do this?
I would need at least 15 seconds, so I don't know where she went was there.
I don't know if anyone remembers the first 10 episodes of the podcast, but all we did was make dick jokes.
There were a lot of jokes.
This is what we call coming full circle.
Yeah, he had to be ready cut to off your... like as soon as she got up.
Or yeah. had a water yeah, bottle was... just like it.
Way to make it seem less fun.
Nah, you are well, like mate, a super sleuth.
I was going to say, way to make it look like a bottle before.
You are an investigative genius. You thought I might have used a second bottle.
What a weirdo.
The lady sounds like an investigative genius here. She says she sent off the second bottle to a lab. Out of curiosity, if you guys had a bottle that you thought might have ejaculate in it, do you know of a lab you send it off to?
Hey.
I just throw it away in a new one.
All right, sorry for being so crass.
Like, damn it, did I jizz in my water again?
No, that teenage charm moment.
What was that, Tony?
Did you blast off in my Avion and today?
Messing with my Fiji. This stuff's expensive.
My Perrier is not as bleak as it was before.
Hold on, guys. I think just trying to class us up here.
Tony,
for
I'm sorry. Go.
Information.
That would just be an ancient moment. If you suspect something, and as a cubicle dweller, you never know what's going to happen to your stuff, and just take it to HR.
Does HR have lab?
Yeah.
They have like a hotline they can call up.
Every HR is required to have a CSI lab. I don't know. I guess,
you know what? That sperm looks exactly like Jim, the next cube over. He's killed.
He does this all the time. Just tell him to stop.
it's just the way Jim is. Never know.
He just doesn't know that it's socially unacceptable.
She stands
you let him
up.
Know.
She's like, Jim, was this you? And he's like, yeah. Oh, Jim.
That Jim. That Jim is in my drink.
This is the most disgusting thing I've thought about for a while.
Well, I'm glad we could help.
Speaking of which, I'm kind of thirsty. Anyway, moving on. Chinese man proposes dressed as a giant carrot.
Aww.
In an elaborate marriage proposal, a love-struck Chinese man.
Read the story. There's not just one giant carrot, by the way.
Yeah, there's hundreds of them.
It was a whole fucking salad. Dude had radishes.
A love-struck Chinese man and 48 of his friends dressed in carrot costumes to get his girlfriend to say yes. I don't know how
those
he was
aren't
sure.
Very good carrot costumes. Well, they're awfully short and
stumpy. Yeah. They look more like pineapple, really.
What was the train of thought here, though? Was he like, oh, yeah, she'll definitely say yes if we all dress in carrot costumes.
Maybe she's a vegetarian.
One carrot costume is weird, but if you guys show up, too, then
we'll
be
get
okay.
Her. They're like, yeah, man. They all went in a van, jizzing in water.
And jumped out in carrot costumes.
That's
these guys
circle.
Are in formation, too. Did you guys watch the video?
I can. I'm doing a podcast.
Maybe you can.
I don't have time for that crap.
I can see it just fine. They're like in formation. The dude's got a microphone. There's a crowd gathered around.
This is like typical China stuff. Look at all the little faces.
No,
the
this
carrots.
Is more like Japan stuff.
Yeah, this is Japan.
Yeah.
Stuff.
This is something
right.
you would expect to see from Japan.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
But they do that like every day. That's how they go to work.
Yeah, this wouldn't even be a weird thing in Japan. Japan would look at this and be like, that's it? That's the best you can come up with?
I was waiting for the subway, and then Tuesday. The carrot parade went by again.
That's Tuesday.
That's still sweet of
him. Oh, look at him getting out of the carrot.
It cost him like 11 grand to do that
look
proposal.
At his big goofy
seriously?
Shoes.
Seriously? Seriously?
Yeah,
11 grand.
Yeah, it's cute,
something,
but you would have
like that. I mean,
fucked if she had said no.
9,000 pounds?
Okay,
that's
Tawny.
A car.
Tawny, help us dumb boys out here. What is the romantic appeal of 48 carats?
Depending, is that a diamond?
I guess.
Sorry, I couldn't like, get we're you talking... a better ring. I spent all the money on costumes.
On carrots.
No, I just can't get over the fact they're not even that good of a carrot costume.
His girl's pretty
it's like,
cute.
It's like one of those little carrot nubs that you get.
Like, it's like a sentiment of it.
Yeah, they look like baby carrots with the stem still attached.
He was creative. He went out of his way. It's sweet.
I'm not saying he didn't put in a lot of effort and then she didn't appreciate it. She said yes, although you can't really say anything else.
Like, this guy and all of his friends turned up with carrots, and I'm going to say no.
Like how it says it took 3 weeks to plan, which means somewhere prior to this happening, someone had a meeting and sat down and wrote out notes.
And said, well, they had to plan a formation to walk.
Yeah. No to the cabbage, but we'll definitely go the carrot route.
We thought about cucumber. It's too innuendo-y.
Oh.
I think that's why they went with the short and plump carrot.
Yeah, they didn't costume. Want 48 they didn't giant want orange much penises back on
a phallic
around.
Symbol there.
What is Asia? That may be an appropriate phallic symbol.
Either that or they're all too short, real carrot costumes.
A bunch of baby carrots. I haven't watched the video, so that's what it is.
Check out the video. His girl's pretty cute.
I started playing it. I
dress up as a carrot for her.
Hey, man, those guys are in an exclusive relationship. Just him, her, and 48 carats.
Mm. Well, 47. Lucky girl.
He was one of them.
Was he?
We have to be accurate here.
Okay.
All right.
I'm 47?
Well, how big was the ring, does it say?
It was
no,
48 carats.
It just says
no
how
ring.
Big the carats are. Sorry.
Oh, you guys train wrecked my joke.
Oh.
I said it was 48 carats. Get it?
Wah, wah, wah.
48 carats. Like a ring.
We already made that joke.
Like a diamond.
Nobody
oh, I was
laughing.
Listening.
Moving on.
All right, moving on. Great white shark jumps onto a boat somewhere in South Africa.
Such enthusiasm.
This one's not that good.
That is the most blasé anyone has ever talked about a shark.
I'm not happy
this
about this story.
Shark jumped on this boat and...
A research team from Ocean's Research, that's the name of it, I guess, was working off Seal Island near Mossel Bay on South Africa's Cape Coast when a nearly 10-foot-long creature reportedly made its move. The team leader, Dorian Schroeder, told the newspaper that following more than an hour of shark activity around their boat, the cheetah, that's the boat name, the waters, this is all boring.
You are horrible.
I'm looking for like where it actually happened. There's so much preparation on this
okay.
story.
Next thing I see, I hear a splash and see a great white breach out of the water from one side of the boat, hovering, literally, over a crew member chumming on the port side. And then apparently it landed half in the boat, but while it thrashed, it managed to work its way all the way in the boat. And then it apparently cut fuel lines and damaged equipment.
And it eventually just died there.
Yeah, it became stuck. No, they all ran away.
They tried to yank the shark off by tying a rope from another vessel to the shark's tail. That sounds like a redneck trick.
Wait, hold my beer.
all great ideas.
That's when you know it's about to get good.
Yeah.
You know it's getting good.
Hold on.
Hey, man,
on my beer hat.
Just hang on to this. Don't fucking spill it. I just opened that shit.
It was towed to the harbor where the great white shark was reportedly lifted from the boat with a crane. I'm sure nobody got a picture of a great white shark being lifted. It's just reportedly. And placed back in its native environment. And it began thrashing and apparently could not find its way out of the harbor and beached itself again.
Maybe
this thing just wanted
to
die. Just let it go.
Kill himself. But he didn't have a razor.
He was drunk.
That drunk shark.
That's my explanation.
So that's what happened. He jumped in the boat and landed in the cooler.
Yeah. I'm not sure I understand this behavior that a shark would... Like, do they generally jump out of the water and onto things all that much?
Do you not watch Shark Week?
No.
Yeah. Dude, well, what's the problem?
Can I have your man card, or am I going to have to come get it?
You're going to have to come get it.
Okay, you're only in Georgia. It's not that far away.
Well, come on, then.
I don't watch Shark Week anymore, either.
I'll leave the light on for you.
Dude, it will jump out of the water.
Thank you for someone picking up on that.
They will jump out of the water occasionally to... Because the main attack style for the great white, I guess, for seals, is to come up from underneath. And while the seal is swimming on the top of the water, the shark will come up from underneath and...
Bite and drag.
Well, they'll jump out of the water once they hit the seal. And I guess that may be what happened. I don't think they tend to do jumps through hoops like dolphins.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking is... I've never seen a just jump for no reason, so I'm not sure like why the shark saw a boat and thought, I want to get up on top of that thing.
Well, it's a research boat, and they were chumming the water for shark right outside of Seal Island, which is one of the best-known places to see a great white.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I mean, they were obviously attracting great whites, and if they saw... They did a fantastic job. It doesn't say if they had a decoy still out there or if there was something the shark was actually going after or the shark was retarded. They didn't say it had an extra large forehead.
Retarded? Mentally challenged shark.
Okay.
Are there remedial sharks?
The shark was not rentouraged.
It was derp derp.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. I don't like that story. It's boring.
Wow.
Moving on.
Yeah, made it wrong.
Yes, I know.
We gotta get this last story.
Yes, Mary Mac was kind enough to give us an awesome story from Florida, which is awesome. Attorney challenged woman to naked sword duel and was later arrested. A defense attorney from Titusville was arrested this week after agents said he threatened to kill his girlfriend as he challenged her to a naked sword duel. In case you were wondering, this man... I didn't get that one. Say it again.
Winning.
Anyway, Terry Lee Losey, if I'm pronouncing that right, 36 years old, faces counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and domestic violence battery. The assault charge is third-degree felony, punishable by 5 years in prison. So this guy's a lawyer. Takes his clothes off. He's Asian, by the way.
Sword or just his penis?
He's an Asian guy from the picture, so it might have been like a samurai sword or something cool like that.
Of course.
Well, if he's an Asian guy and he's threatening him with his penis, do you think it would say deadly weapon?
Threatens with...
Touché.
Wah, wah.
Somebody had to make that joke.
It was me.
You we did. Heard you.
I was there.
You were a witness.
I saw him make the joke.
So apparently he was drinking in excess, and then he grabbed a mirror off the door, raised it up as if he was attempting to strike her. And that's when the girlfriend grabbed the hook on the mirror, and it had been hanging on the floor, flung it towards Losey, who suffered a cut.
What the hell, man?
She grabbed the mirror out of his hand, kind of flung it back at him, hit him in the head. He was all drunk. Sounds like a great time.
This dude is nuts.
After showering, yeah. Nude Losey handed a sheathed sword to his girlfriend and said, "You're going to need this."
Oh, sick. What an awesome dude.
He then retrieved a larger sword.
Oh, come on. That's not even gentlemanly.
Yeah.
Just go at her with a ball-peen hammer. If she's got the sword.
That's some greatest game type of shit. Like, I want to hunt you kind of...
Yeah,
which episode of Dollhouse was that? Episode 2? God, man.
Did people watch that show? You realize the greatest game was the
first two episodes, yeah.
The Dollhouse episode.
Yeah, well, the guy, like, takes a girl out on a date, and after having sex with her, says, okay, I'm going to give you a five-minute head start before I come hunt you and kill you.
Well, that's not really a fair head start.
Five seconds, very far in 5 minutes.
Especially if you know what you're doing in the bedroom, because 5 minutes, she'll just be coming out of her fucking. Wait, what?
It's sorry.
That joke took too long.
The book is called The Most Dangerous Game, and it's about a guy who hunts other humans for a living.
Hobos, actually.
Or random people who get stranded. Yep. In the island. Or
picks him up.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
He picks him up, he brings him in, he feeds him.
And then
gives him
says,
the shelter.
It says, run.
Yep. And then he's like, hey, you see all these animals? I'm about to add you to them. And then he sends them out.
It's a great book, by the way. You should.
It is a very good book. I recommend for the three of our listeners who can read that you go read that book.
I am not one of them.
You're also not technically a listener.
I do listen sometimes.
Through you, all of you who support us.
Yeah. Okay, if our fan base hasn't accepted the fact that we, you know,
hate
have
them?
A sense of humor.
Oh, that, sorry.
Yeah. What? Okay, you're not supposed to read from internal documents.
Oh.
All right. Should we wrap it up here?
You're the boss. Why don't you tell us?
Wrap it before you tap it, Ron.
Okay, I guess.
By that analogy, are you insinuating that Ron is about to have sex with this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do whenever she's doing it right.
Don't your ears hurt a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this isn't your first time.
I'm used to it by now.
All right. Bunch of heathens. Entourage is censored with our sound. I don't know what that means. I'm trying to fill in the blank.
We just fucking
here.
Do the podcast already.
All right.
Well, thank you for listening to the noise.
Hey, you said you didn't want to host. Hell, I'm here. Blah, 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 blah.
On the show tonight, we had all
thank
kind
you
of
for
there.
Listening to Ron's podcast. It's the Roncast. Find me on Twitter, roncast.com.
If you don't have that, I'm about to go to that.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is the Noisecast around the roster tonight. We had Gonzo Ryder.
Thanks for joining us.
OC Entertainment.
I'm going to miss you.
I'll Gross. Miss you more.
All right, you two. Tawny was here.
No homo.
We need more bacon.
That's
we always need more bacon. Thank you, Tawny, for keeping us in line somewhat with actual facts and not just our pondering about things.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, wait. Don't forget our Photoshop contest.
Yes. Don't forget the Photoshop contest. Let me get around the roster first.
Okay.
Kevlar joined in halfway through.
And decided to interrupt everything Ron wanted
everything.
To say.
Everything.
Interrupting Calmo. Yeah.
I can't be. I'm not flustered like Steven. You can't shake me like that.
No, all I have to do is call your
Jeep
boy.
I have to do it. You kill me, Jeep, whatever. And Vito is here.
The arrogant bastard strikes again.
Yes. As Mary is pointing out a lot, do our Photoshop contest. It's on the site. You know where that is, I hope. follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast. Our Facebook site is facebook.com/noisecast. I guess.
Oh, and if just search Ron hasn't Noise already, cast. That'll work too. If Ron hasn't already said so, there's going to be a prize for this one.
Oh, there is? Thanks for letting me know right now.
There's always a prize, man. The only reason there wasn't a prize for the last one is because the prize was you get to be our 404 page. So there's going to be every week when we have a Photoshop contest or any contest on the Noisecast, there's going to be games to be had by you.
I think
so you heard it here
internal,
first.
Internal communications would be nice.
Yes. Next time, please let me know.
I'm pretty sure I fucking said this before, but...
I know we did it. All right, let's get out of the podcast and we'll have this discussion later.
Okay, Vito, when the announcement was made on Wednesday, did you not read it and say, wow, there's no mention of a prize?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, because you didn't. Can't read.
Vito is one of the members who cannot read.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's from Alabama.
Way to wrap it up, Ron.
No,
I'm doing the best. All right, now you guys are actually shaking me like Steven here.
Oh,
all right,
Steven,
I'm doing the best I can.
You can't fluster me like that.
The Photoshop contest
okay,
will have a prize.
You now.
No. This
Shut
week,
up.
Your design, make your own currency. Pretend you're your own country and make your own currency. It's very fun and imaginative. So
and
just
it's
do
the
it.
Exact same thing that the U.S. did.
Yes. Okay. So, all right, I went around the roster. Thank you for listening. Thank you, everybody, live, and thank you for listening later on all your feeds. Have a lovely day, and blah, blah, blah. This was the Noisecast.
Happy day, and fuck you.
That's wrong.
I can see no changes in the night. I can see no changes when it comes to light.
I can see no changes, no change inside. I can see no changes.